I've got a physical question to ask you about. I know you're not a doctor,
Thank
but if
you.
you could, sure, if you could help me with some discernment. It's my right side, low back, hip, and leg, to the point of being painful to walk and pretty much impossible to work out, which I usually do several times a week.
Okay, so let's balance it. I am divine love, invoke the rays, flames, and lights, the golden light. Your right side is your masculine side, the side that takes you out into the world, isn't it? I'm right about that, yes, yes. Okay, and they're sending me to the body book, 0 through 100, 100 through 2, 1 through 50, 50 through 60. 157 in the frequency it responds to. So, you know, that's your power, and it's around power, and your trust in your power. I'm going here, 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 here. Anything here, 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 here. That's the only thing. They are overwhelmed by too much sorrow and by the running on empty effect of a severe inequality of energy exchange with the world, whereby they put out much more than they get. Now, I'm going to your dad. Tell me what your dad has to do with putting out more than he got.
Yeah, he probably did. He was always trying to help other people and probably didn't get as much back.
Okay, we have a little theme going here, if anybody hasn't noticed it, about kind of giving more of me and enabling others, you know, and not creating me first and then taking that love out. And that's where we're going around your power. Your message around being powerful and taking your power out in the world is that you have to give yourself up to do it. Hello! Are you my mirror? So it's mine, I know that. It's hers. That means, guess what, guys? Anybody that's listening, it's yours. We know that. So we are going to the inequality of energy exchange with the world and the belief that we have to put out much more than we get in order to be powerful. Now, that's a flippin' oxymoron, isn't it? That we want to be more powerful and we want to receive equally with the love we put out into the world, but the belief is that we have to put out much more than we can ever receive back, and that's how we get power and are powerful. So I'm thinking, to that one! So I am divine love. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights, the golden light. I step out. Think of your hip, your leg, okay, your lower back. I step out joyfully into the power of me, taking the power of me out into the world, knowing that all is balanced, and I receive in a balanced way the hug with the universe, the orgasm with the universe. Okay?
Okay.
When I hug the world hugs me back, baby. And I receive in equal amount what I give and even more. And so it is. That's what it's about. Does that resonate with you?
Sure. I feel like I have been working with this, but it's always good to hear more about it. So, yeah.
It's true. And guys, what I want you to hear is, I'm not a doctor, but there are physical things. Okay, let me rephrase that. There are energetic things that have located themselves in different parts of our body. And we are in the process now of releasing all those things. Whenever we release the pain, the false belief, okay, it moves out of our cells, out of our body, and it shifts. So if you are working on a health issue, keep focused on what do I need to remember to allow this to release now? What do I need to remember? Okay? What do I need to remember? I'm divine love. I know that I need to remember that. And I am powerful divine love, and I take that out into the world with love and joy and knowing that I can trust the world to give back to me in every way. And so it is. Okay, we're going anywhere else. That's your answer, Baby Cakes, and that was
right.
For me and everybody again. So
thank you.
Thank you
so much, Dee.
You bet. We're going to Jeannie in New York.